Thank you so much. Mr. Chairman, part of my statement relates to the national position that we have, and part is about the, what has been said in the morning. Question and answers has been arise on the issue of the decision-making body. That's something else that I will address this issue, but just it was an important point which has been raised by distinguished ambassador of India. Also, we would have our own elaboration on that, and we'll proceed accordingly. Mr. Chairman, we are of the view that pending the resumption of negotiations, following measures shall be discussed with a view to enhance common understanding and effective action. A cooperation committee to be established for the full effective and non-discrimination implementation of Article 10. Transfer denials mechanism to be developed and established as it has been requested by the non-aligned movement. Transfer guidelines is a long-standing position. It has been discussed to be developed to ensure measures taken by state parties under Article 3 would not hamper the economic development of state parties. And other measures, in our view, to develop measures to ensure that the national implementation measures under the Article 4 of the Convention are in full conformity with Article 10. These are the certain measures. Of course, this is not the complete. In our view, still, we have to work toward exploring ways and means to ensure that the assistance and response under Article 7 of the Convention would be effective in case of the alleged use of or threat of use of biological weapons. These are the measures. Of course, Action Plan Article 10 is a pending issue that it has been requested. In conclusion, Mr. Chairman, we are of the firm belief that the fragmented approach towards strengthening the Convention shall strictly be avoided. As our dear colleague from Venezuela mentioned, that we need a holistic approach to ensure strengthening the Convention in its entirety. What we are agreeing in here just in the sessional process, in our view, that it has ad hoc, these are the ad hoc measures as we shall develop during the, this process, pending the resumption of negotiations on the protocol for the final, as it is the final goal and destiny. Mr. Chairman, a number of things sort of, has been said by our colleague just now, saying that a number of things we could say. Could I ask the reaction about this proposal which I have made? These have been the last long-lasting proposals. Always categorically it has been rejected. These are the things which was on the table. And they give again in this session, we are not going to have a shopping list in which direction we are to strengthen the Convention in its entirety. It is very clear. You might bring many elements. Some say about the scientific advisory boards, the forum, whatsoever, try to give the narratives that we have, this has been agreed, which is not the case at all. We have not agreed. And saying the CBMs or the, and just drawing rosy pictures on many things in their national interests, trying to say this is the understanding, we should move toward that direction. It is quite contrary to that what has been in the last 20 years that the ISP has been started. No substantive measures and or steps has been taken by these colleagues. They say that we should move forward on the Article 10. What we have repeated in the review conferences is about fullest possible exchange of equipment, material, technology. And when it comes to the meeting of a state party, again repeating the same articles of the Convention and say, okay, let's see that now we have a prospect to implement Article 10. Where is the action plan Article 10? We heard in the MX Fund that one country is saying that we don't need any mechanism for Article 10. What is taboo about that one, that issue? So, Mr. Chairman, I don't want to go about the shopping list that at least Iranian delegations, along with the non-aligned movement, might propose to this session. There are many things that we could share with other colleagues, but if you want to have a holistic approach, you should bring all components all together. You cannot stick to some parts of the discussion that try and say that it is the priority, let's go for that direction and a fragmented approach and forget about the other priorities of the delegations that have mentioned in the last 5 years. Mr. Chairman, I think that it was very important that in our endeavor towards the strengthening the convention, the final destiny is for us is the, for the legally binding instrument. All this direction, proposal, should not distract our approach or vision from the final destiny, which is the legal pointing, legally binding instrument. In our view, certain proposals are going to make our distance from those legally binding instruments. That's why Iran cannot subscribe to that one, as far as the mechanism has been established and say that it is good. But in our view, that mechanism, if it is going to be replaced with the ad hoc, with the protocol mechanism, is completely is going to put the negotiation of the protocol in the archives, as it has been kept for two decades. So let's be pragmatic. As our colleague from Brazil said, maybe we might have a disagreement about the points that he have mentioned, that what point they might agree or might not. But what rightly he mentioned is that we need a package. Package towards the holistic implementation of the convention. For that, Iran is well prepared. And Mr. Chairman, let me just come back to the one issue about the decision issue. I didn't want to, indeed, it was the narrative of the US colleague mentioned that one. I'm sorry, we are not going to paraphrase things that we have agreed. In the review conferences, even we did not agree about the recommendation to be given such kind of the mandate to the meeting of state parties to even provide recommendation, let alone decisions. How we could say that it's the self-imposed decisions? No, it is very, very much clear where we have and giving a broad interpretation of the an effective action means decision. It is not based on the precedent, and it is against what we have agreed. We have preserved the same structure for the meeting of state parties in the ISP as in the HRV conference, to say that we are going to develop common understanding and effective action. This is exactly, and it has been pointed out by our dear colleagues from the non-aligned movement, as they have pointed out the NAM position. But what we have agreed in the review conferences, exactly it was the same, common understanding, effective action. Now giving the narrative from this decision which have been taken in the review conference is some completely paraphrasing the whole final document that we have agreed. Having said, Mr. Chairman, I'm sure that I didn't want to go about the list of the things. I know that you have a very difficult job. In the other occasions, Iran has provided its own priorities, and we see how we see about MX 1, 2, 3, 4. Actually, I was reluctant to go about one by one to address this issue, since I saw that our colleagues bring in their shopping lists, so I had no choice to bring in my own list of priorities. Thank you.